Hello.
Oh, hi, Joey. It's Tina from Local Splash. I'm getting back to you from earlier.
Okay.
Yeah. So I listened to that call, and you had asked her at 2 minutes in how you could cancel because you were overwhelmed by the business license and registration and everything she was asking for. And then she explained to you that if you don't have that, you can just send in a picture of your work vehicle with tools and some alternate options. And then you continued with her for the next 16 minutes and ended up finishing the client interview. So, what she wrote in the notes held true to what I heard in the call is just that, you know, once she explained that, you decided to continue and finish the client interview. But I do want to help you out, too. If you're not in business anymore, you know, I don't want this, past due balance to end up affecting you. So I can at least put you into corporate hosting, which is $29 monthly. And then, again, you don't have to pay that today. But once you pay that, we can cancel it, and that would prevent any further charges.
So I have to pay $30 to cancel it.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's just the hosting. I mean, like I said, I'm not supposed to do that, but I will do it to help you out because you told me that you no longer have the business, you know. I don't want you to have to pay another $249 or even another $149 when you don't even have the business. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So if you don't mind me asking, why do I have to pay, you know, to cancel it? I mean, I don't remember.
So in the terms and conditions, and I can send it to you again if you want to read through it, and in the voice verification recording, it has you agreeing to a month-to-month subscription that automatically will renew each month on the 11th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So if this was, you know, December 3rd or something and you called in to cancel, no problem. We would cancel it and you wouldn't have any charges because you're calling before the billing date, right? But now it's the 11th that your billing date is and today's the 16th. So it's 5 days past due. So that's why we can't cancel it after the fact with a past due balance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but typically you have to have even 100 locations to get that corporate hosting because we do this for big companies too, like Subway Sandwich and Vivint Security and Extra Space Storage, you know, the big corporations that have multiple. But like I said, I'll get an override if you think it'll work and, you know, just put you into that corporate hosting fee. That way at least there's a solution for you to kind of, you know, take care of that and be done with this.
Yeah. My thing is, I really can't afford to, like, pay to cancel it, you know, because I got stuff I got to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of the problem I'm running into.
Okay. So, I mean, it's up to you. You know, I'm not going to tell you how to run your business, you know, but if you just let it sit and you don't do anything, that $249 pricing continues to reoccur, and I don't want that to happen to you. And like I said, $29, I know it's holiday time, and even that could be a stretch. So I understand that. You don't have to pay that today. But as long as you got it paid before, January 8th, which is 3 business days before the next billing, then we could prevent that January 11th payment from hitting.
Okay.
You know what
can
I mean?
You send me, yeah, can you send me the thing? The
Yeah, the terms and conditions.
Well, who I need to pay, you know, the $30
or
whatever.
Yeah, I can update the billing at any time if you call me, but I can also send you a login to your dashboard if you'd rather just do it online.
Yeah, I'd rather do it online.
Okay, you got it. So I'll adjust the invoice and get an override and adjust it to $29. And then when you log on, you'll see that that's the only payment that's due. And then once I see that that's taken care of, I'll cancel the account for you. So you'll actually get an email that says your account has been canceled, and it'll have a cancellation number in it. That way you won't have to worry about any further charges.
Okay.
Okay.
And you said I have to have that done by the 8th, correct?
By the 8th of January, exactly. Yep. Yeah,
all
so
right.
Obviously if you can do it sooner, that's great. But if not, you know, that would be, you know, kind of stretching it. But that would be still a valid day that we could do it and prevent the next month's charge.
Okay, thank you, Tina. Sounds good.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm glad to help. So, you know, if you have any other questions, you can call me, and then I'll circle back to the account probably after the holidays, and if I see that it still hasn't been updated, I can follow up with you then, okay?
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Oh, you're very welcome. Okay, have a Merry Christmas, too. Thanks. Bye-bye.